很高兴回来。你们见证了一个有历史意义的一周。让我们更加意识到我们的王是主耶稣。今天我们讲的是哥罗西书。我们一开始讲一个故事。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is everybody awake?
大家都醒了吧？
If you fall asleep, I'm going to do that again.
如果你再打盹的话，还要再来一次。
Oh yeah, technology is always great. There was a customs officer at the border.And he observed the truck that was pulling up to his station.
在海关有一个警察，他看到一辆车开了过来。
And he was certain that the man was smuggling something illegally into the country.
他一看见那辆卡车就觉得什么是不对，肯定有人在走私。
So he went over to the truck and he looked on the outside of the truck and the inside didn't find anything.
所以他又去搜查那个卡车，里里外外都查过了。
Then he pulled the panels off the sides of the truck.
甚至把板子什么都拆下来。
Didn't find any drugs. Then he checked in the wheel wells.
没有发现毒品。
He checked everything on that truck, but he could not find any illegal drugs.
轮胎也查了，什么地儿都查了，就是查不到什么违禁的东西。
So he said to the man, "All right, get out of here."
所以他说，好吧，你走吧。
Next week, the guy comes again with another truck.
下一周。这个人又来了，开着一辆不同的卡车。
This time he was prepared.
这次他很有准备。
So he looked through the entire truck and then he put x-rays through that truck to find the illegal things.
所以这个警察他就非常的细致，又查了一遍，而且有 X 光，什么都查了。
Again, he didn't find anything.
还是没有查到任何东西。
So he said, get out of here.
所以他只能让他走了。
Week after week,Year after year, this guy kept coming across the border.
每一周这个家伙都来，然后好几年都是这样。
Finally, the border patrol man was going to retire.
终于海关的这个警察要退休了。
So he said to the man, he goes, "Listen, I know you're smuggling something into the country."
所以他就跟这个司机说，我知道你是在走私东西。
And this is my last week on the job.
这是我最后一周了。
Will you please tell me?How you're doing it, and I will not prosecute you in any way.
我求你告诉我你到底在走私什么东西，我保证我不起诉你。
He said to the man, "What are you bringing into this country?"
你到底往这个国家带来什么东西了？
And the man said, "Trucks."
那个人说是卡车。
Sometimes we miss the main thing.
很多时候我们错过了问题的这个重点。
We have an idiom.In English, it's called missing the forest for the trees.
就像我们常说的，只见树木不见森林。
That means that you get so focused on that individual tree in front of you, you miss the whole forest that's surrounding you.
就是说，你只顾看着眼前的一棵一棵的树，但是你就没有看到原来是一片森林。
How many of you have ever heard of Stephen Covey?
有没有人听说过一个人叫做 Stephen Covey?
He's a famous business writer.
他是一个很有名的商业作家。
And he has one principle in his book, and it says this.
他有一个著名的理论。
The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
最重要的就是让重要的事情成为重要的。
And so the question is, what is the main thing in life?
问题就是人生里面最重要的事情是什么？
If I were to ask you, what's the main thing about your life, what would you say?
如果我问你，你的生命中最重要的是什么，你会怎么回答？
See, the danger is if you go through your life and you miss the main thing, you've missed the main thing.
问题是，如果你活了一辈子，你错过了最重要的，你就错过了最重要的。
So today, it's absolutely essential that we understand what the main thing is.
所以今天的核心问题就是，到底什么是我们生命中最重要的？
And so we're going to take a look at this chapter 1 of Colossians.
所以我们就来读一读哥罗西书第一章。
And a lot of people think that this passage that we're studying, these few verses, were actually a hymn that the early church used to sing.
很多人相信今天读的经节是初代教会所唱的一个赞美诗歌。
There is more information about Christ in this one paragraph than any other paragraph in the entire Bible.
在整本圣经里面，这一小段所表明我们关于基督的信息，超过了整本圣经所能表明的。
And I have to say that at the time that we're living, there's actually more confusion about Jesus than at any other point in history.
而且现今我们生活的时代，我们现在关于耶稣的一些个误解误区，比以往世上所有的都多。
See that the church in Colossae was making a huge mistake.
就像当年哥罗西的教会，他们也犯了一个严重的错误。
Because they were missing the main thing.
因为他们错过了最重要的。
They were not denying that Jesus they were not trying to reject his existence, but his exaltation.
他们没有否认耶稣的存在，但是他们却没有把耶稣放在至高的地位。
They were not denying Jesus, they were just dethroning him.
他们没有否认耶稣，只不过把耶稣变小了。
They were saying, you know, we believe that Jesus lived and that he died.
他们说我们相信耶稣活过，耶稣死了。
But he's not the main thing.
但是耶稣不是主要的。
And the truth is that Jesus is the main thing in all of life.
真理就是耶稣是所有生命中最重要的，主要，重中之重。
Let me just state my bottom line before we even go into this sermon.
我在讲之前要讲一下我今天的重点。
Jesus Christ is God the Son.
主耶稣基督是子神。
Jesus Christ is the King that's above all kings that have ever lived in this world.
耶稣基督是世上所有的王中的王。
Jesus Christ is above every power, every principality,every dominion that is in the entire universe.
主耶稣他超越世上宇宙中一切的权势。
Jesus Christ is the very light of life.
主耶稣他是世上所有生命的光。
Jesus Christ deserves our highest adoration, our strongest allegiance, and the dedication of our entire life to him.
主耶稣配得我们所有的尊崇、敬拜和荣耀。
Jesus Christ is the main thing.
主耶稣基督是最重要的。
And he deserves the very center of all of our lives today.
他配得成为我们今天所有人生命中的中心。
Now let me explain to you three reasons why that's true.
所以我给你讲三个理由。
The first is that he is the creator.
第一，他是我们的创造者。
He is the creator of everything you see around us.
你这是所能看到的东西全都是靠着他建造的。
It says here is that he is the image of the invisible God.
他是我们所不能看见之神的像。
That word image means the exact representation, the exact image, the exact picture of what God is.
像就是说他就是神的完全的翻版。
See, back in this time, you would have a passport and you would have to have some type of a distinguishingcharacteristic that was on that passport.
I don't understand.
On the passport, they would give you, you would have this thing that would distinguish something about you so that they know who you are.
就是在每个人的护照上都有一个表明我们独一无二的一个标记。
And on Jesus' passport, it said he looks exactly like God.
在耶稣的护照上，那么就是说，这个是神的像，他跟神一模一样。
So let me ask you a question.
所以我问你一个问题。
If someone says to you, What is God like? What would you say?
如果有人问你神是什么样，你会怎么回答？
What's the answer to that? What is God like?
神是什么样？
There's a one-word answer. He's like Jesus.
答案很简单，他就像耶稣。
Remember, in church, all answers are about Jesus.
你们一定要记住，在教会里面提的问题，答案。
If you're ever in a class and someone says, "What's this question?" You got a 50-50 chance. If you say Jesus, you're going to get it right.
如果你说耶稣，肯定就是对的。
But Jesus is exactly like God.
耶稣完全是神的样子。
It goes on to say that He is the firstborn over all creation.
他是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Now the Jehovah Witnesses, they go way off on this. This is bad.
耶和华见证人他就不信这一点。
Because they say, oh, Jesus was born. Do you see that? Jesus is born.
哦，他们用这个经文，他们说，哦，你看，耶稣是被生出来的。
God could never be born.
神是不会被生出来的。
But they don't do their homework.
因为他们没有好好学习。
Because firstborn can also mean preeminent over.
首生的还意味着是超乎万有的。
And there's a story in the Old Testament about two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh.
旧约里面关于约瑟两个儿子的记述。
And even though Manasseh was first out of the womb,
虽然马拿西他是被先生出来的
，Ephraim was given the blessing and is called the firstborn.
但是以法莲他受到了这个首生的祝福。
So this doesn't mean Jesus was created. It means that Jesus is preeminent over all of creation.
这句话意思就是说，耶稣他是超越世上一切被造之物一先。
And then it says, "For by him all things were created."
而且就是因为他，一切都是靠他造的。
What do you think that word "all" means in the Greek?
这个词“万有”在希腊文是什么意思呢？
The answer isn't Jesus, okay? All means everything. Everything you see was created by Jesus.
万有就是所有你能看到的，全都是靠耶稣造的。
But you say, no, 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 no. I read my Old Testament.
但你可能会说，我读了旧约。
It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
在创世纪说，在起初神造天地。
What does this mean then?
那么是什么意思呢？
It means that Jesus is God.
那就是说耶稣就是神。
Jesus was part of the creation with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是三位一体真神里面的子神。
And that is verified in verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our likeness."
创世纪一章二十六节证实了这个说法。神说我们要照着我们的形象。
The Trinity was involved with creation, so Jesus is the creator of all things.
三位一体的真神一同来创造万有，所以主耶稣也在其中。
Then it goes on to say, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, all the spiritual powers of the universe were created by Jesus.
经文还说，无论是天上地上，能看见不能看见的，全都是借着他造的。
Then it goes on to say,They were created by him and for him. He is the goal and he is the agent of creation.
因为主耶稣他就是创造的目的和创造的代理。
And then that final phrase there, and he is before all things, which means he is before creation.
他也是教会万体。Which verse are we reading?
And then it says, and all things hold together.Through him.
而且一切都是靠着他来建立的。
Now I'm going to ask you to become scientific with me for a minute, because I'm going to show you how we can understand Jesus holding all things together.
请大家跟我一起复习一下科学。
In biology, there is something that holds, or literally they have discovered, holds our bodies together. It's called laminin.
在生物学，人们发现一种东西叫做层粘连蛋白。
And this amazing chemical literally is holding your skin together, your blood cells together. Everything about you is being held together by laminin.
我们身体里面所有的东西，我们的细胞，所有的东西，全都是用这种东西连在一起的。
And you didn't even know that today.
你可能都没有听说过。
I don't think anyone in this room said, "Lord, thank you for today and thank you for creating laminin."
没有人说主啊，感谢你建造了这个层粘连细胞蛋白。
Yet laminin literally holds you together.
但是我们确实是靠这个东西把我们连起粘起来的。
What I find very intriguing about laminin is the shape that it is.
这种蛋白它的最有意思的地方就是它的形状。
It is in the shape of a cross.
它是一个十字架的形状。
So at the very foundation of your life, there is a witness to the power of Jesus.
所以在你身体的根基里面就有一个为主做见证的。
And then in recent years, the physicists have found that the atom is actually held together by smaller things called quarks and a gluon. I mean, you can't even invent that name.
近年来科学家发现我们这个很小的一些粒子里面有一个叫 quark, 还有一个叫质子吧。
And these new discoveries, this was discovered in Switzerland. They have this 17-mile incredible circle where they just throw these atoms at each other and they explode them.
在瑞士有一个17英里长的强子对撞机。
And what they've discovered, you know what they called this thing that holds everything together? They called it the God particle.
他们管这个特别的这种粒子叫做上帝粒子，因为它把所有的夸克连在一起。
The God particle is holding the universe together.
宇宙就是由这种上帝粒子来连接在一起的。
This wasn't named by a theologian. In fact, the scientists hate that they called it this.
这个名字是一个神学家起的，科学家都很讨厌这个名字。
But it is a realization that God is involved with this incredible glue that's holding the universe together.
但是向我们表明是神在其中把整个宇宙建立在一起的。
See, when you look at the scientists, this is the way that Einstein said the universe exists, E equals MC squared.
这个 E 等于 MC 方是爱因斯坦他对宇宙的理解。
That is their explanation for why everything's holding together.
那是科学家对宇宙的解释。
But I am now a scientist, and I'm going to give you a new theory.
所以今天我也当一把科学家，给你们一个新的理论。
The new theory of why the universe holds together is J equals L and S.
就是 J 等于 L 加 S.
And that means Jesus is Lord and Sustainer.
就是耶稣是主和维系者。
Stephen Hawking actually went on record, and he said that the God particle could destroy the universe.
斯蒂芬·霍金曾说，上帝粒子会毁灭宇宙。
And I'm going to predict that one day Jesus will say, okay, all you quarks, separate. And the whole thing's going to be destroyed, and he will rebuild it in a new way.
那么我会预言以后有一天耶稣会对这个粒子说，所有的夸克都解散吧，这些东西解散了，主耶稣就会去做一个全新的宇宙。
So the first reason that we make Jesus the main thing is because Jesus is the creator.
所以第一个原因就是主耶稣是创造者。
Second reason, oh, let's go some implications. First of all, creation involves the wise and intelligent mind of Jesus as creator.
这个意义就对我们来说就是我们的宇宙是由一位智慧的造物者所创造的。
See, I have a problem with evolution because evolution starts with everything as a basic building block.
这个听起来有点问题，好像所有的东西都是积木一样。
But what I see in the world is that at the very beginning there was incredible design and power and knowledge.
但是我看到这世界在世界的起初有一个让人无法相信的一种很强大的智慧。
If you're walking through the woods one day and all of a sudden you see a watch.
如果你在森林里面散步，看到地上有一个闹钟。
What would you say?
你会说什么？
Wow, look at that! That watch came together mysteriously in the middle of the woods.
你看，哎，这个闹钟神秘的自己就结合在一起了。
It's got design to it. It's got intelligence to it.
它里面有设计，有智慧。
The wind must have just kicked this all up and put this together here.
那什么东西就把它莫名其妙的组合在一起了，放在这儿。
See, I don't have enough faith to say that.
我没有足够的信心这样讲。
When I see a watch in the woods, I say, somebody lost this.
当我看到林中有一块表，我说有人丢了一块表。
This was made by someone.
这是有人做出来放在这儿的。
And every one of your DNA strands in your body, right now, you have trillions of DNA strands in your body.
你身体里的每一个核糖核酸。
Every one of those DNA strands contains billions of bits of information.
里面都有成百上亿的信息在里面。
So you are literally a walking miracle.
所以你就是一个行走的奇迹神迹。
Turn to your neighbor and say, "You are a miracle."
跟你的邻座说，你是一个行走的神迹。
You got to believe that. You got to believe that.
你得相信。
I know some of you are smiling now.
有的人在微笑。
But you really are miracles.
你真的是一个神迹。
And the third is that creation was purposeful.
第三点，创造是有目的的。
God has a purpose. You are not an accident.
你不是一个巧合，神他有他的目的。
The world tells our young people, listen, you're just a bunch of random things that came together in the middle of the cosmos.
这个世界告诉我们的年轻人，你只不过是一个偶然的巧合罢了。
And I say, that's a lie. That's not true.
我告诉你们，这不是真的，这是一个谎
言。God created every one of you for a reason.
神一个一个把你们造出来，他是有目的的。
Every one of you has a purpose in life. You are loved by God.
每一个人在生命中都有你的意义，你是被神所爱的。
And the reason that He created you is because He wants you to enjoy the main thing.
他创造你，因为他想让你享受最重要的事情。
The second reason why we are going to make Jesus the center of our lives is because Jesus is the head of the church.
第二个原因，耶稣是教会的元首。
Go home today and stand in front of a mirror and look at your body.
今天回家站在镜子前面看看你的身体。
You'll notice one huge observation.
你有一个很大的发现。
The head is attached to the body.
这个头和身子是连着的。
If you go home and you discover that that is not true, that's bad news.
如果你回家发现这不是真的，那就糟了。
But there is a relationship between the head and the body.
但是头和身体中间有一个关联。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
耶稣是教会的头。
He says he is the head of the body, the church.
他是教会的元首。
So Jesus, if you ask Jesus, okay, Jesus, what?Is your to-do list today? What are you going to do on this Sunday?
如果你问耶稣，耶稣，你今天这个主日想干什么？
Jesus is going to say this. Today, I'm going to build my church.
耶稣会说，今天我要建造我的教会。
Theological question.
神学问题。
Where is the church?
教会在哪里？
On the count of three, point to the church. One.
你指一下
Would you translate that?
我数三下你来指教会在哪里
One, two, three, point. Okay, if you're pointing at people, you got the answer right.
如果你指的是人那你就对了
If you pointed at this, that's not the church.
如果你指着教会的屋子
This is a building.
这只是一个建筑
You are the church.
你是教会
So Jesus woke up todayAnd he said, okay, how can I build up these folks that I love?
如果耶稣今天来了，他会说，我怎么样建立我爱的这些教会的人？
That's his agenda.
这是他的。
Notice he's also the beginning.
因为他是万有之首。
He's the beginning of the universe. He's also the beginning of the church.
他是宇宙的起先，他也是教会的起先。
The church is his idea.
教会是他所创立的。
He's also, again, the firstborn among the dead.
而且他也是在死亡里面的首生的。
This means, again, not that he was born, but he is preeminent among the dead.
重点不是他是被生的，而是他是超乎一切的。
What this means is that Jesus' resurrection was different than every other resurrection that happened on this planet.
就意味着在这个地球上面一切的复活里面，主耶稣他的重生是独一无二的。
You know there were many resurrections that have happened on this earth.
你知道这儿还有很多复活的事情在地球上。
But Jesus' resurrection is different.
但是耶稣的复活是完全不一样的。
And this is why it was different.
这就是原因，就是如下。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he received a glorified body.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他承受了一个荣耀的身体。
And he will never die again.
他再也不会死亡。
When Lazarus was raised from the dead, what did he have to do a second time?
当拉撒路从死里复活之后，他还是要再死的。
He had to die.
他还是会死。
In a sense, he was only resuscitated.
事实上，他只不过是被缓过，就是他被再他复活，短期的复活。
And I imagine he's kind of bummed out about that.
他可能
Can you translate bummed out?
I don't know. What does that mean?
bummed out means disappointed.
可能拉撒路自己也觉得有一点失落吧。
He might have been upset about it.
他可能比较难过。
Can you imagine being in heaven and then you have to come back to earth again?
你有没有想过你去了天堂但是又要回到地上？
I would much rather be there.
我真的宁可留在那儿了。
But when Jesus rose from the dead, he received a glorified body,just like the bodies we're going to receive.
但是当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他领受了一个荣耀的身体，就像我们以后要领受的一样。
And because of that, we were going to worship him and we're going to make him the very center of our lives because he is our hope as we face death.
基于这个原因，我们要敬拜他，因为他是我们的指望。
So here are three implications. You need this body of believers.
我们的意义就是第一，你需要教会这个身体。
Trusting Jesus is a private decision that you make.
信靠主耶稣是你的一个私人的决定。
But we never have a private faith.
但是我们从来没有一个私人的信仰。
You need a church to encourage you.
你需要一个教会来鼓励你。
Someday you're going to come to church and you're going to feel real bad because a lot of bad things have happened to you.
有时候你来到教会，你感觉很不好，因为生活中发生了很坏的事情。
Well, your brothers and sisters here can encourage you on that day.
你的教会的弟兄姐妹可以鼓励你，激励你。
And maybe one day you've had a great week, but somebody's been struggling.
也许有一天你过得很顺利，但是有的人却在挣扎。
So that week you help them.
所以那个时候你去帮助他们。
And together we encourage one another.
在一起我们彼此鼓励。
The world out there is going to beat you up.
外面的世界会把你搞得很惨。
But when you come to this church, you're going to be healed.
但是你来到神的家，你会得到医治。
You're going to experience love in this church.
你在教会里面受到爱。
You're going to experience true fellowship.In this church.
你在这儿领受到真正的这个团契。
You need this body.
你需要这个身体。
And the body needs you.
身体也需要你。
Do you know for me to stand before you, do you know one of the most important things in my body is?
你知道今天我站在你们面前，我身体里面最重要的一个部位是哪里？
My big toe.
我的大脚趾。
If you don't have a big toe.
如果你没有大脚趾的话，
You're going to start falling over.
你就会倒下去。
And yet I guarantee you, no one said, thank you, Lord, for my big toe today.
但是我肯定没有人今天对主说，感谢主赐给我大脚趾。
But you need that big toe.
但是你需要那个大脚趾。
Just like some of you are big toes here.
就像你们当中也有一些人是大脚趾。
But you're really important to this church.
但是你对教会非常的重要。
Every person in this church is absolutely vital for this church to be healthy and strong.
教会的每一个人对教会的健康都是至关重要的。
So every week you're coming to this church and you're saying, how can I help this church become the church of Jesus Christ?
所以每周你来到这个教会，问问神，问问自己，我怎么样做才能帮助这个肢体成为世上基督的身体。
And the third implication,is you honor Jesus by your commitment to his body.
第三就是你敬拜基督，你要来到他的教会尾声。
You have like a tea hour, right? Some type of refreshment time right after this?
在结束以后，你们有一个茶点的时刻。
If you go into that refreshment time, this is your attitude.
如果你走到楼下用茶点的时候，应该是这样的。
Lord, who can I encourage today? Show me the person that I can talk to that I can encourage.
主啊，今天我可以鼓励哪一个人呢？求你告诉我。
See, when you say that, you are helping Jesus in his commitment to build this church.
当你这样想的时候，你是在帮助主耶稣建立他的身体。
And his main thing then becomes your main thing.
那么他的重要的事情就成为你的重要的事情。
So every one of us is going to honor Jesus by encouraging one another.
所以每个人我们都要敬拜我们的主，来彼此扶持。
And the third reason we're going to make Jesus the very center is because Jesus is the reconciler.
第三个原因，耶稣是我们的中保。
And Jesus is qualified to be the reconciler.
只有耶稣可以做这个事情。
Because in him, all the fullness of God the Father dwelt in him.
因为神一切的丰盛都住在他里面。
Everything that is in God the Father was put into Jesus Christ.
因为父教一切的丰盛放到耶稣里面。
It took up residence within him. It lived within him. All of the fullness of God lived in him.
所有神的丰盛都在主耶稣里面居住。
And again, see the extent of this reconciliation. He reconciled all things.
而且他叫一切都与自己和好了。
The reconciliation that Jesus is going to bring to this planet is going to be tremendous.
主耶稣能够带来的好和好是巨大的。
One day we will never fear terrorists.
有一天我们再也不会惧怕恐怖分子。
In the past 2 weeks, I've had to do 3 funerals.
在两个星期里面，我连续参加了三个葬礼。
One day I will never have to do another funeral.
有一天我再也不会主持葬礼了。
Because Jesus is going to have victory over death.
因为主耶稣会胜过死亡。
Right now we have poverty. I mentioned there's 35.4 million people in slavery.
今天我们有贫穷，我刚才讲过，我们有3500万的奴隶。
One day Jesus is going to say no to all that slavery.
有一天主耶稣会对所有的那些在奴隶里面的人说 no.
One day the forces of evil are going to be defeated.
有一天所有的邪恶将被战胜。
Jesus is going to win that victory.
耶稣会赢得那场战斗。
The process of how this reconciliation takes place is through Jesus and the cross.
和好只能是通过主耶稣在十字架上成就。
See, we were born separated from God.
我们生来就与神隔绝。
We were born enemies of God.
我们生来就与神为敌。
The Bible says that we have committed 2 types of sins.
圣经告诉我们，我们每个人都犯了两种罪。
One is sins of omission, things that we don't do that we should do.
一种就是我们知道要做的没有做。
And the second is sins of commission.
第二就是做了。
Where we raise the hand and we say, I will not follow your way. I will live my own life, my way. I will not bow the knee.
就是当我们跟神说，我不要照着你的方式生活，按我自己的方式生活。
So this is the posture of our life against God.
那就是我们自己的人生写照。
If you want to take an inventory of whether or not you're living under God, how much did you pray last week? Read his word and submit to him.
如果你想看一看自己的生活，你反省一下，你这周有没有读圣经？
So we're living like this.
我们就这样生活。
And there's no hope of us reconciling ourselves with God.
我们自己没有办法与神和好。
Because God is completely holy.
因为神是完全圣洁。
In heaven there is no sin, zero.
在他里面没有罪。
So if you've committed one sin, there is no hope of you going to heaven.
如果你犯了一个小罪，你就无法进入天堂。
But Jesus recognized we couldn't make it ourselves.
但是耶稣知道我们自己做不到。
So he sends Jesus to this earth.
所以神把耶稣送来。
He puts Christ in a physical body.
他把十字架插到一个肉身上。
And then he puts him to death.
然后把他治死。
And it's a death that I deserved.
那是我们需要的死。
But Jesus died in my place.
但是耶稣为我们死。
And then he says, I will cover you.
然后他说我会遮盖你。
So here I am in my sin.
所以这是我和我的罪。
And God sees me and he sees their sin in me.
神看到我，看到我的罪。
But he puts Jesus' covering over me.
但是他把耶稣的遮盖放在我身上。
So now when God looks at me,
所以现在神看着我。
Who does he see?
他看到谁？
He sees Christ.
他看到基督。
That is our only hope.
那是我们唯一的指望。
And that is how Jesus is reconciling the world.
那就是耶稣如何让世人与神和好。
For those people who say, Lord, I can't earn my righteousness.
那些觉得自己无法达到被称义的人。
But I'm trusting in the work of Christ.
但是他们相信主耶稣基督。
We have peace with God.
我们与神和好了。
What are the implications of all of this?
那么这个意义是什么呢？
First of all, this creates a scandal.
第一，这是一个非常骇人听闻的事情。
Absolutely. If you go out in the street today and you say, Jesus is the reconciler of the world,
如果你今天走到大街上说，主耶稣让我们与神和好了。
People will tell you, you are a hater.
人们会告诉你说，你是一个充满仇恨的人。
You are denying that other religions are valid.
因为你否认了其他的宗教。
Because if we say Jesus is the truth, that means Buddha is a lie.
如果你说耶稣是真理，那么佛教就是谎言了。
If we say Jesus is the way, that means Muhammad is not the way.
如果你说耶稣是道路，那穆罕默德就不是道路。
This truth will create a scandal.
这个真理，它是像一个非常骇人听闻的一个事情。
But it also forces a decision.
但是它又逼迫人们做出人生的抉择。
You've got to make a choice. Do you believe that Jesus is the creator, the head of the church? And the reconciler.
你不得不做出选择，主耶稣是不是这个世界的创造者？是不是教会的首领
？Is Jesus the main thing?
耶稣是不是最重要的事情
？Third, it compels worship.
而且它会让你去五体投地的敬拜。
If Jesus is truly God, came to this earth, died, and loves you, we need to worship him.
如果耶稣真的是神，竟然来到这个世界拯救我们，我们真的要好好的敬拜他。
And not just Jesus, I love you.
不仅仅是说哦，主耶稣，我爱你。
But Jesus, I love you. You're the Creator. You're the King.
而是要喊出来说，主耶稣，我爱你，因为你是主。
Our whole heart needs to go into worship of Him because He deserves it. He's the main thing.
真是值得我们全心全意的敬拜，因为他真的是最重要的。
And the fourth implication, it creates our mission.
并且他给了我们人生的使命。
There is nothing more important for you to do tomorrow than to share this good news with every person you meet.
明天最重要的事情没有比这更重要了，就是你去把这个消息告诉天下的万人。
This is our mission.
这是我们的使命。
Go through this and end with a story.
我们要结束的时候讲一个故事。
This story is from a Dr. Charles Barry's life.
这是一个人，他叫 Charles Barry.
And he was a Unitarian pastor in the last century.
他是上个世纪的一个
And if you know anything about Unitarians, they believe everything.
他相信的就是说所有的宗教都是
Many different ways to God.
都是所有的宗教都是一样的。
He also believed that Jesus, the mission of Jesus was to show us how to live a good life.
他认为主耶稣的目的就是让世人知道怎么样好好生活。
Well, one night, Charles Barry was in his study and he was studying away.
有一天晚上他正在读书。
And he heard a knock at the door.
听到有人敲门。
And he went to the door and he opened the door up and there was a young woman.
他打开门看到一个年轻的女士。
And she said to him, "Are you a minister?"
那个人问他说，哎，你是不是一个教士？
And he said, "Yes, I am." He goes, "You've got to come quickly. You've got to get my mother in."
他说是， 他说是，那个 女生就说，哎，你快点来，快点把我妈妈带进来。
And he thought, well, maybe the woman was drunk or something, and she needed some help getting into her house.
他以为这个女士的妈妈是喝醉了，需要有人帮她进屋。
And Dr. Barry said, well, why don't you get the police to help get your mother in?
所以他就说，你应该叫警察帮助你的妈妈。
And she said, no, my mother is dying. You got to get my mother into heaven.
这个女生说不对，说我妈妈快要死了，我想让你带她进天堂。
So Dr. Barry said, okay, put his coat on and followed the girl to her mother's house.
所以他就穿上衣服跟这个女生去看她妈妈。
And he went into the bedroom where this mother was lying on her deathbed.
他进屋看到这个女人在躺在床上。
And the woman said,You have to help me. You have to help me.
这个女人不停地说，你要帮帮我，帮帮我。
And so Dr. Barry knelt down beside her and started to describe to her the kindness of Jesus.
所以这个教士就跪在她的床前，开始向她描述主耶稣的慈善和美好。
Explaining that Jesus had come to show us how to live unselfishly.
他跟他解释说，主耶稣来了是让我们知道，我们不要自私，我们要好好的生活。
And the woman abruptly cut him off.
但是这个女人突然就打断了他。
She said, "Mister, that's no good for the likes like me."
那个人说，你讲的跟对我一点好处都没有，一点用都没有。
She said, "I'm a sinner, and I've already lived my life."
我是个罪人，我已经生命已经快结束了。
She said, "Can't you tell me?" About someone who could have mercy and save my poor soul.
你能不能就告诉我说，有人可以有这个慈爱，能够拯救我的灵魂？
Dr. Barry said he just stood there in the midst of this woman, and he had nothing to say.
这个人他看着这个将死的女人，他一句话也说不出来。
And then in a moment, he remembered back to his childhood.
然后突然他想起他小的时候受的那些教育。
And he went back to when he was a small child and his mother was a believer in Jesus.
他小的时候他母亲是一个基督徒。
And he told this dying woman, he told her the story of the cross.
然后他就给这个要死的女人讲了十字架的事情。
He told her the story of a Christ who had come to save her from her sin.
告诉她有一个主耶稣基督为了拯救她的罪来到世上。
And suddenly the tears started running down this woman's face.
这个女人就开始哭泣。
And she said to him, now you're getting at it. Now you're helping me.
然后她说，哦，你现在是帮到我了，现在是帮到我了。
And the famed preacher ended the story with this line.
这个教士他结束的时候他是这样讲的。
I got her in, and blessed be God, I got in myself.
他说我让她进了天堂，感谢主我也进去了。
Are you in today?
你进去了吗?
Are you in? Is Jesus the main thing of your life?
主耶稣是不是你生命中最重要的事情?
Is Jesus the savior of your soul?
主耶稣是不是你灵魂的拯救者?
Is Jesus the one that's covering you?
主耶稣是不是在遮盖你?
Is Jesus the reason you're living your life?
主耶稣是不是你生命的原因?
Is your hope in your salvation in what Jesus has done or in your goodness?
你的指望是在耶稣为你做的事情里面，还是在你自己的好行为里面？
I would love to talk to each one of you individually and make sure of that decision because that's the main thing.
我真的很愿意跟你们每一个人都好好谈一谈，因为那是最重要的。
Your relationship with Jesus Christ is the main thing in all of life.
你和主耶稣的关系是生活中最重要、最重要的。
And if you're here today and you don't know him, you have missed it.
如果你今天在这儿，你不认识主，你真的就错过了。
I plead with you, I beg you,
我求求你
make Jesus the main thing today.
今天就让主耶稣成为你的中心。
Would you join me in prayer?
如果你可不可以跟我一起祷告？
Lord, our only hope is in you.
主啊，我们的指望在你身上。
We can't be good enough.
我们真的是没法做到。
We can't earn salvation.
我们无法去挣得这个拯救。
We can only receive what Jesus has done for us.
我们只能接受主耶稣为我们所做的。
And Lord, I can't open the eyes of these folks.
主啊，我打不开他们的眼睛。
Only your Holy Spirit can do that.
只有你的圣灵可以做到。
So come, Holy Spirit, come to this place.
求你来到我们中间。
Come to these hearts that are here.
来到这些心里面。
Speak to them about the importance of this decision.
对他们讲话，告诉他们这个决定的重要性。
Lord, open their eyes to see the beauty of your life.
打开他们的眼睛，看到你的生命的美好。
The work that you did on the cross.
看到你在十架上为我们所成就的。
And this incredible salvation that you offered.
还有这个不可思议的救恩，你所赐给我们的。
And I pray today that many of these folks would trust you.
祷告，我们向你祈求，让很多人都能信靠你。
They would say, today, I'm going to make Jesus the main thing in my life.
求你带领他们说，今天主耶稣就是我生命的重中之重。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.